Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for this show number 179, and we're doing some March rambles today. This is Stephanie Cadman doing a piece called Moving Cloud, and a lot of kind of new to this show material today, as it turns out. Almost all of them have not been played on this show before, so there you go. Just rambling through the CD collection. Thanks for joining me. I'll talk a bit more in just a moment. That's Stephanie Cadman. She's a step dancer and fiddler, grew up in the Ontario fiddling and step dancing contests, and actually won a world dancing championship, tap dancing championship, when she was just 16 years old. She's a singer, actor. She's been in a number of musicals as well for major entities, and she's released a couple of solo albums, toured with a long list of artists. She's also been part of a faculty of music and teaches at camps and so on. That's from a CD called Foggy New Year. And Moving Cloud, and there's another track at the end, I think, another tune, Wing Commander Donald McKenzie, a Phil Cunningham tune. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we're doing some rambling through the CD collection again for March. And next up we have a Canadian alternative country band based in Toronto, and they were once hailed as the next big thing in Canadian music. You know, every day there's one of those. Or Canada's answer to the Abbott Brothers and Mumford and Sons and so on. Fine, fine folks who were part of it. There are four people who were part of it who have all established musicians in the Toronto area and other bands and so on. John Showman on vocals and fiddle, Anthony DaCosta on guitar, Ben Wakely on bass, and Roman Tome on drums. And they got together about 2007. They have a couple of albums out. It's sort of pop and folk and a mixture of original material and cover tunes. And their mandate from their inception was to rethink country music, to kind of put a jackhammer to what had happened to country music in the last few decades and give the old country traditions new life and something like that. Anyway, this is one of their CDs. I've not played them before, but this is Ghost of Your Charms. I'm quite taken by it. And it's very atmospheric and so on. Thereby hangs the tale of their name, I suppose, New Country Rehab. This is something called Empty Room Blues.
I see you standing in the shadows with a smile. And I find myself smiling too, though it's been such a while. And I reach out to hold you once more, but holding your memory just makes me feel so. I turn from that empty room and I head out the door. I turn from that empty room and I head out the door. The street lights bring a warm, familiar glow. I make the bar for the start of the Monday night show. I drink all I can hold, and if I do myself harm, it's still better than holding you in my empty arms. Or going back to an empty room and the ghost of your charms. Going back to an empty room and the ghost of your charms. I'd love to start over, but I can never let go. I've been a prisoner so long that it's all that I know.
cards in my wallet and the mirror don't lie. The seasons and the years, they slip so quickly away. Still I barely make it through each and every day. And I'd love to start over, but I can never let go. I've been a prisoner so long that it's all that I know.
Eily Robertson, a couple of hornpipes there, actually. She called it Marry Me Now, but the first hornpipe was actually President Garfield's. is 20th president of the United States, and there's a couple of famous tunes written. I don't know much about it. I know nothing about him except the tunes have been written with his name. The second one was called "Marry Me Now," and Ailie Robertson. She's a multi-award-winning Scottish composer. She's a performer. She's a creative curator. Her work sort of crosses the boundaries between traditional and jazz and contemporary. She has a nice kind of touch on the harp in terms of bending the notes a little bit, making it sound slightly bluesy. She's the composer in residence for Sound Scotland and Glyndebourne Opera. And she's also, I don't know, her people are really active on the internet, because I was just searching her up the other day a little bit. And all of a sudden in my feeds, you know, I think it's Facebook or whatever, the very second thing is, do I want to take harp lessons from Ailie Robertson? Well, of course I would. I don't have a harp, though. But usually that doesn't happen. I search all kinds of people all the time, and I don't necessarily get them in my feed immediately. So she's got something hooked in there with those folks. Before that, we heard New Country Rehab. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, you know, some people are very good at that sort of thing. I just kind of plop things down on the internet and social media, and I don't really know what's happening with it. New Country Rehab before that. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, rambling through March here with a number of different tracks. This is show number 179. Next up, we have another new to this show couple, and this is Marla and David Celia, C-E-L-I-A. Marla is Marlene Winkler, and for a number of years, they've been going on long tours together and then settling down in Toronto to reflect and write songs. So they met in Germany some years back. Chemistry was incandescent, they said. They soon discovered their musical harmonies would glow just as brilliantly as their fresh romance. I should be doing this thing at Valentine's Day. Anyway, Marla was from Heidelberg in Germany, and David was from Mississauga. And so there's been lots of travel. They both had solo careers. They've played all over Europe and Canada and Russia and so on. This is from their first album, though, which just came out, I think, 2018, something like that, called Daydreamers. And it's kind of musical postcards, hints of 60s folk. And early on, like when they were on a European tour, the initial plan was that they'd play individual sets, because they were both solo performers. And they'd take turns being opening for each other, whatever. And soon they realized on stage together, full time, they were writing songs and they enjoyed the harmonies and the back and forth banter that they could have when they were together. So they were just kind of meant to sing together. They finalized these songs on this CD, Daydreamers, when they were touring Russia on the Trans-Siberian Railway. But it's one of those CDs, you know, you probably have this experience. So you get it and you don't know anything about it, but you listen to it and all of a sudden it gets back on your CD player somewhere again and again. You realize it's kind of, you know, it really kind of catches you. This is what happened with this for me. This is a tune called "Heart Like a Dove," Marla and David Celia.
Your soul,
when it fills your bowl, you just want some more. And when you're all alone,
might pick up the phone,
go through all the friends you know to see who might be home. See, I've been married before, afraid of what's in store. So much can fit into the drawer until it all falls out. So now in love, had this feeling before. Gonna give you everything I've got, and then I'll give you some more. Not saying it's impossible, just opening another door. Gotta hold on to the rails, cause it's open up the floor. Love the way you give me a chance, even though it really changed my plans. Never thought I'd find someone like you with whom I wanna dance. Ooh.
it's impossible. Just opening another door. Gotta hold on to the rails as it's opened up the floor. Love the way you give me a chance, even though it really changed my plans. Never thought I'd find someone like you with whom I wanna dance.
People making some noise, drowning out your voice. Sometimes in this world you have no choice. Still in love, I'm gonna rise above. Doesn't matter what you do when your heart is like a dove's. Not saying it's impossible, just opening another door. Gotta hold on to the rails as it's open up the floor. Love the way you give me a chance, even though it really changed my plans. Never thought I'd find someone like you with whom I wanna dance. Never thought I'd find someone like you with whom I wanna dance.
And there we heard from a couple there, Catherine Tickell and Corina Hewitt. That was a set of tunes there. And it was called the Drover Lads and Cameron Highlanders. Corina Hewitt is a singer and a harpist and a composer. And she's been with bands like Bachuet and Shine and Unusual Suspects. And Catherine Tickell, of course, is an English, of course, I'm saying, just to those who are a part of the folk community. An English player of the Northumbrian small pipes and fiddle who grew up in Northumberland. Started playing the small pipes at 7. I think at 13, she was at festivals already, and her first album was released at 17 years old. And this is a CD of the friendship between Catherine Tickell and Corina Hewitt. Sort of quiet and thoughtful at times, and other tracks really sparkle and dance. The CD is called The Sky Didn't Fall, and that was something called The Lads. And before that, we heard from Marla and David Celia and Heart Like a Dove. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 179, and doing some March rambles here. You could be listening on Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly on Radio Bell Island, CJBI 93.9 in Bell Island, Newfoundland, Labrador, or possibly Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, CIXX, in London, Ontario. However you got here, I'm glad you're joining me. Next up, we have a new release, and this is from an Irish label called Raelach, R-A-E-L-A-C-H, and a number of artists who were, you know, during 2020 and during the pandemic and weren't really releasing or certainly weren't touring. And so they put this together with some of the folks who are on that label. And it's mostly instrumental music and a lot of Gaelic singing as well. So I'm going to play two tracks from this new release, which just came out right at the end of 2020, I believe. And it's Raelach is an artist-run, not-for-profit label, and it's based in County Clare in Ireland. And Bobby Gardner and Jack Talty are on this track. Bobby Gardner's an accordion player. His recordings go back, I don't know, 50 years or whatever. He's been recording a long time. And Jack Talty is a traditional musician, a composer and producer. He does some teaching as well. He's from Lissacacy in County Clare. And he's contributed to a whole pile of albums as well. And he works hard at preserving the traditional music of that region. And this CD aids in all of that. So we'll hear them do a couple of tracks here. A couple of tunes. We'll play another track from this new release later on in the show. Humours of Glendart and the Mullingar Races. So this is Bobby Gardner and Jack Talty. Thank you. And that was Bobby Gardner and Jack Talty, and that's from a new release on Narelach Records, and that's called Humours of Glendart and the Mullagar Races. We'll play another track from that CD in just a moment, but I'm going to go to something slightly different. I got a double CD set a while back, and it's called The Best Scottish Album in the World Ever. Now, you got to be really suspicious of things like this. Well, it's actually two CDs. There's no way it's an album. It's 40 tracks. And what they put together is a number of Scottish bands, a variety of Scottish bands, it's not just traditional, because they have all kinds of other, you know, they have the usual kind of, you know, Harry Lauders there, and Jimmy Shand, and the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards. But you have Jerry Rafferty, and you have the Waterboys, and Edward Collins, and Average White Band. I didn't even realize Average White Band was Scottish. There you go. Aztec Camera. But I'm going to play a couple of tracks from this. You know, I take this very, I've got a bunch of albums that are, you know, that say, this is the best music from whatever country, which is impossible to put together on an album, and it's all very subjective, isn't it, what is best? But I thought, well, it's just kind of fun. This, too, is Scottish music, so I've got a couple of tracks here, and, yeah, you'll have to decide whether, both of these bands I'm going to play are still playing sometimes, you know, so this is a bit of a blast from the past for some of you, I suppose. This, too, is Scottish music.
We will rock you to the shangle-lang sound of the music.
Well, some slightly different Scottish music than I usually play, but hey, it's Scottish too. That's Big Country, of course. They're a Scottish rock band formed in Dunfermline in Fife in about 1981, and at the height of its popularity, that was the 80s mostly. It also retained a kind of a cult following then, and for many years since, they've incorporated Scottish folk and sort of martial musical styles, and they engineered their guitar-driven sound to sort of make the sound of bagpipes and fiddles and other traditional folk instruments. And they're still touring to some extent, some of the members. Anyways, the first one, of course, was the Bay City Rollers, you know, Scottish pop band, best known for their teen idol popularity. That was in the 1970s. And they were called the Tartan Teen Sensations from Edinburgh, you might remember. Or they were actually the first of many acts that were heralded as the biggest group since the Beatles. There's one every day, less like that. But they sold about 120 million records worldwide. And again, a version of them is touring again. Both of those bands have been around for so long that they have some very interesting history in terms of which members are suing which other members for copyright infringement and so on. Anyway, a little bit of Scottish music of a slightly different type than I usually play. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 179. You could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, or possibly Munn Radio, CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland. However you got here, I'm glad you're joining me. Well, next up we have something from Hawaii. We'll just make a bit of a switch here. This is Israel Keme Kavivo Ole, or something like that, I believe. But obviously people often, or DJs often say, this is Israel from Hawaii. But anyway, his name, Keme Kavivo Ole, is translated as Hawaiian of the Fearless Eye, the Bold Face. He was a singer-songwriter, musician, and a sovereignty activist in Hawaii as well. He had commercial success outside Hawaii when his album called Facing Future was released. That was in 1993. And there's a medley on that, Somewhere Over the Rainbow and What a Wonderful World. It's been featured in a bunch of films, television programs, and the first one was a television commercial, I think, where it was used. And went on from there. Despite his death in 1997, he remains influential in Hawaiian music. And he began playing with an older brother when they were just, and a cousin, they were about 11 years old or so. In his early teens, he studied at University of Hawaii, and he helped to form the Makaha Sons of Niihau. And they're part of the Hawaiian Renaissance. And the band blended sort of contemporary and traditional styles, and they released 15 albums back in the day. In 1990, Israel released his first solo album. And 1993, of course, The Facing Future came out, and he had a couple of other albums after that. But he was known for promoting Hawaiian rights and Hawaiian independence through his lyrics, and he was making the case for independence very directly. He used his music to promote awareness of his belief that a second-class status had been pushed onto fellow natives by the tourist industry in Hawaii. Just maybe next time, if you ever go to Hawaii, maybe just listen to his music on the plane there and see if you get off the plane or not. Anyway, this is from one of his CDs called Indus Life. This is Israel Keme Kavivo Ole and something called Living in a Sovereign Land.
Next song, Rudy, is Holly Gaines. They call themselves the Hornstar Band. We recorded this song goes like this.
On the palace crown, people need to know what's going down. There's a proclamation from the powers that lead. Our island nation has got to be free. Oh, oh, oh. Living in a sovereign land. Yeah.
jazz together.
Yo, oh, 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 la, living in a sovereign land.
Yep.
Yo, oh, 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 la, living in a sovereign land. Living in a sovereign land. Oh, 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 living in a sovereign land. Oh, 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 living in a sovereign land.
Track there from the Martin Hayes Quartet, and that was again from that recent release from Raylock Records. Martin Hayes is an Irish fiddler from County Clare, and as you remember from earlier in my chat, that Raylock Records is really focused on County Clare music. And Martin is a member of the Irish American group The Gloaming. He's worked a lot with Dennis Cahill, and this quartet sort of extends the work that he's done with Dennis Cahill, a guitar player. And the melody still remains really central, but now there's this other range of possibilities. There's a couple of other people, like there's the bass clarinet, there's the viola d'amore, and it's very lovely, quiet music. That's called Frank Keane's Reel. And before that, we heard Israel, Que Me Caviva Ole, and that was Living in a Sovereign Land. Well, that was, been traveling around a bit. That was Hawaii, and then and then Ireland, and before that we were in Scotland and Northumberland. But we're going to continue that on the show. And next up we're heading to listen to some Klapa music, K-L-A-P-A. And this is a band called Klapa Vestibule. And Klapa is a form of traditional a cappella singing with origins in Dalmatia in Croatia. And it translates as a group of friends. It traces its roots back to church singing. And the motifs are generally sort of love, wine or grapes, country, homeland, sea, and so on. The main element is the harmony and the melody, and the rhythm is not as important. In 2012, Klapa was inscribed in the UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity. You can always go to that if you want to see the variety of sort of artistic forms that are part of our intangible heritage as human beings. So the Klapa tradition is still very much alive there in Croatia. With new songs are composed, there's festivals, lots of people from Dalmatia, you know, treasure Klapa. They sing it regularly, they go out eating and drinking, you can hear it in the streets and so on. It's kind of like sea shanties in some other places, I suppose. This is just a taste of that. This is called Dobro Jutro. This is Klapa Vestibule.
Dobro, dobro jutro, car. Se ne javi, jes, dobro jutro, car. Se ne javi, jes, dobro jutro, car. Se ne javi, jes, soli boju, o, mene uzijes. Niti, niti boju, niti boju, niti. Bogatiju, niti boju ni, ti bogatiju, niti boju ni, ti bogatiju, niti mome srcu ugodniju.
Moj draga nevo,
moj draga nevo, ja mora drvo, moj draga nevo, ja mora drvo, moj draga nevo. Za meni si ostavija prvo.
Vengo, vengo si me,
vengo si me, ostavija sada, vengo si me, ostavija sada, vengo si me, ostavija sada, kad ja bi se ni Sancura Mlada.
It's a little bit of Klapa singing from Dalmatia, something called Dobro Jutro. And we continue our global pace around the world with some music from Russia now. This is from a band called Sobotaya, and or Sobotaya, or something like that. They were created in 1994. Despite my first name, I don't really speak Russian, but anyway, I try to speak everything, but I fail miserably. But as you know, the band consists of singers and musicians, and they perform Russian and Cossack songs, accompanied by bayan, which is accordion, we can say, I suppose, here, balalaika, bass balalaika, and some other folk instruments. They were all graduates of the St. Petersburg Conservatoire. And they pursue an academic approach to the rendering of folk music. So they have, you know, Russian songs from old dusty manuscripts, and they bring them to life. And they're mainly focused on original arrangements of this kind of folk music, and they're focused on the melodic beauty and the quality and so on. Sobotaya has released 5 CDs, and the name means Saturday Affair. I'm going to play 2 quick tracks here from one of the CDs just on Russian traditional music. First of all, it's called The Moon Is Shining, and the second I had to play because it had a kind of fun title, is Dunya Has Got a Splitting Headache. I have no idea why that would happen in the Russian context, but this is Sobotaya, so some Russian music for you.
Thank you.
A little bit of music there from Russia. That was Sabotoya and a couple of tracks there. Dunya has got a splitting headache and the moon is shining. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 179, yes. And you could be listening a variety of places. Cape Radio, CJBU in Cape Breton, Sydney, Cape Breton, or possibly Cape May Radio, WCFA in 101.5 FM, Cape May, New Jersey. Next up we have, this is a slightly different version of I'll Fly Away. This is from John Boutte, an American jazz singer based in New Orleans. And he played at parades ever since he was growing up. This is I'll Fly Away.
Soon one morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away to the sky. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Lord, glory, I'll fly away. Sky, hallelujah, by and by, I'm gonna fly away. There's a bright, bright crown waiting for me. There's a bright crown waiting for me. There's a bright crown waiting for me in the new Jerusalem. Lord, glory. I'm gonna fly away.
Another oh-so-smooth segue between different time signatures and different cultures. That was John Boutte at I'll Fly Away, the New Orleans brass kind of version of that. We're now listening to Gadji Gadjo, which is a band created in 2002, I think, in Montreal. And the musicians learned klezmer and Balkan and Tsigane repertoire. They all come from different parts of Quebec, and they add in a bit of Québécois as well. This is from one of their CDs called La Folle Allure, and something called March des Insomnies. I hope you don't have insomnia, but anyway. You've been listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this has been show number 179. It's been a bit of March rambles. I hope that you've enjoyed it. See you again next time. Happy trails. Take care of each other.